after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to spend some time with Michael McMaster, who will help you with your emotional well-being. Actually, I want to do that early. I'd like to help Jennifer and Heather and Richie.
God knows we need it.
Actually, yes, right. We have a little business about laughter, how it's neat to look at the funny pages. Not everybody reads the funny pages and laughs. For example, I don't. I don't find the funny pages funny. But a lot of people do. And as a matter of fact, Heather and I have been having this discussion about whether we ought to have comedians come back. I ought to try and take another
away
shot.
For a moment, Heather let us know that you asked to get comedians.
Yes.
To which I said, don't do it.
Oh, no, let's try it again. No, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It won't work.
Oh, no, let's try it again. Oh,
it
no.
Won't.
Let's kill another one.
No.
Don't you know?
About 8 or 9 years ago, this place was dubbed the show where comedians go to die.
To die, right.
Maybe that's why I haven't gotten any responses yet.
The classic one was when we had a comedian on, and this guy was pretty funny. I mean, Jen and I were laughing, and he was like, I not only believe in the electric chair, I think they ought to have electric bleachers. Doug was like, see, I don't find that funny. I don't believe in the death penalty, and I don't think that's funny. the guy was like, okay.
Crowd, yeah. Okay, so we're going to prove that there is, after comedians, there is laughter. After laughter, there is laughter. In just a moment, a little laughter at 10 after here on Good Day.
It's going to be so funny.
Okay.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Voltaire said, God is a comedian playing to an audience too afraid to laugh. So let's find out if this is true. The question is, will I live to see 80? Some food for thought, if you will. Fellow recently picked up a new primary care doctor. This certainly is appropriate in light of the ruling yesterday from the Supreme Court. This fellow, after a couple of visits, a lot of lab tests, the doctor said, you're doing pretty well for your age. This guy just turned 65. A little concerned about the comment, I couldn't resist asking, says the fellow, you think I'll live to be 80? Doctor says, do you smoke tobacco, drink beer or wine? No, I'm not doing drugs either, Doc. And he asks, do you eat ribeye steaks and barbecued ribs? No. My former doctor said all red meat is very unhealthy. Do you spend a lot of time in the sun, like playing golf, sailing, hiking, or bicycling? No, I don't do any of that stuff. doctor said, do you gamble, drive fast cars, or have a lot of sex? No, no, I don't do any of those things. Doctor looked at the fellow and said, then why do you even give a blank? All right. Let's find out from somebody who does give a blank what the blank this is all about. At 12 past the hour, Michael McMaster joins us here on Good Day with an overview of when you talk to people, you're one of the foremost folks in the country that deal with people individually and collectively on their emotions, how to work through things that are not easily fixed. Sometimes people just can't bring them. They can't gather it together, Michael. They can't get it together. They need some help. They need advice. They need counsel. So you're into that. And I guess I will wonder, when you get a friend of mine is visiting her brother in Salt Lake City who's dying of pancreatic cancer. And the wife has really bad diabetes. And they're both really, really, really good people. So when you hear stories like this, they adore each other. And so under the circumstances, when you confront someone, you've certainly had conversations with people about this sort of thing through your many years of giving people advice. What's the outreach here? How do you tell people who are facing certain death? We all face it, but facing it this way, there's an organization, there's an order to the universe. How does that even make sense to somebody who's going through the kind of trauma and suffering that somebody who's got pancreatic cancer is going through?
A couple of things. People like to understand or have a sense that they live on after death. And if you can give them some understanding of that, that's exactly what happens. It's like when the body dies, the spirit doesn't die. So you try to give them some sense or understanding of that. And in my understanding of life, I will try to teach them as well that, you know, when you do pass over, you can communicate back to the people that you've left. And the people that are still here, you know, to give them the understanding that life goes on, you know, when your loved one leaves. And it's more than likely they're going to let you know, send you some kind of sign that they're still there. And because I've talked to many people who had loved ones who have passed on, and they have the most bizarre things happen as signs from these people to let them know that they're still alive. For a lot of people, that gives them more comfort than anything, that life goes on.
It may be, in terms of a spiritual health potent, the most important thing that some people can get from the passing of somebody. And if you have, I don't know whether this is about faith. There's a lot of faith-based thinking in that. Spirituality, you and I have the same views on religion, but we also have the same views on spirituality and what the spiritual connection that one has. I think, and my daughter understood this. I'm not sure what my son thought of it. I believe that Tony, when she left, quickly talked to me on four, maybe five different occasions, and it was essentially the same message. I don't feel like we have communicated directly in the past few months. She's been dead now, 8 months? And so, but I sense that she's around, but I don't have that same feeling, and I guess I wonder whether people pass and move around. I lost my father in terms of connection after he died pretty quickly, and yet he's seemingly been around haunting the old house. So, but he's not, I'm not talking to him. Is that unusual?
People come and see me for these kind of things to connect with people who have passed on.
Yeah.
And usually when they first die, they want to let you know that they're still there, and they want to let you know, don't forget me, because I'm still here. But they go on to do other things. You know, there's a whole, let me say it like this. When you come into this life, you come in this life to do certain things and play and do whatever. When you leave this life and you go to the other dimension where everybody goes, you do the same thing. You start to live another life over there. So it's sort of the life that you have here. I don't want to say it fades, but it's sort of you forget it a bit because you're doing something else. that's why people can feel people, you know, maybe a month, 6 months, 7 months after they die, then it sort of fades. They haven't gone away. They're living another life.
Okay, let me play the skeptic here, okay?
Go right ahead, Reza.
Go ahead.
How in the world do you know this?
Because I have the ability to communicate with people who have died.
Okay.
And so let me say this. I was raised Catholic and an older boy. And so I was raised with that kind of understanding about life. Until I had the ability to sense people who have died, and it's not something that I actually planned on doing. It sort of happened to me. I realized I got this ability.
I get that.
And that gave me a different understanding about what life is all about. And it's really connected to what Buddhism is, the Tibetans. It's all existed before in Eastern philosophy.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't go looking for this. It just came to you. And How are you, sure that this is what you're talking to, or?
The reason why
I'm not trying to take a shot at you. We know what's coming.
The same way that you can figure that 2 and 2 is 4, how do you know that? It's the same thing. You know that 2 and 2 is 4, right? And it makes sense once you're taught that 2 and 2 is 4. I'm not going to answer the question for you, Michael, but that's the way I think about it.
Okay, can I ask a question about the afterlife, though, Doug?
Yeah, sure. Ask whatever question you want.
Okay. All right, so, Michael, this is what has always confused me, because I do believe there's something out there. Now, what if, let's just say, you're married to someone, and it's like the love of your life, okay?
Right.
That person dies young, tragically, whatever, unexpectedly, not living the full life. You go on, you're sad, right. You're horrified, but then you remarry again. Who do you spend the afterlife with? No, I'm dead serious. Get it? Pardon the pun.
When people, I'm sure you've all heard of this, you know, through different means, media, that a person has died, so to speak, but they don't. They go to the other side and they have a sense, or they see other loved ones that have gone before them. And they come back and they say, you know, I saw my father or whatever, whatever. You can spend time whoever you want to spend time with. It doesn't mean that there's another romance there for you, but you can spend time with whoever's there.
But will the one wife be jealous that you're spending time with the other
wife?
That's
what I'm thinking.
Oh, probably.
Do those emotions fade? Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you're still the same person. That people have a hard time understanding this, that if I was to drop dead today and I go to the other side, I'm still the same person. The only thing I don't have is a body. Emotions, who I love, who I care for, what I like.
But then if you believe in reincarnation and you come back as someone else, what happens to that person in the afterlife?
No, you are still the same person.
No.
You see, let me say this to you. The reason why we have people who are virtuosos and brilliant at this and brilliant at that is because they've done it over many lifetimes. And so they bring that talent with them, and they continue on.
You hear the stories about Mozart, who at like 4 was composing music. That's what he's talking about.
Right.
Yeah. What they're asking, we unfortunately don't have a lot of time for this, but I think I understand. How do you deal with the sort of ordinary things in life that you carry with you from time to time? Tony's been with me in at least 4 lifetimes that I know of. From having been regressed, and probably more than that. And she killed me in a couple of them.
In this lifetime, that will be me.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Richie. All right, MichaelMcMaster.com. Check it out.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What are you laughing at? The first song that every human learns to play on the guitar.
This is like chopsticks for piano players.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I was going to say, I think I've seen video of cats playing
this. This is about one of the most basic songs in every instrument that you could ever get. The drums, the bass, everything. Ready?
So, birthday time on Good Day. It's Friday, the 29th of June. And we have Ian Pace, drummer for Deep Purple, celebrating his birthday today, 64. What's everybody? Gets this.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 ah.
It's so fun when you hear it.
Yeah. Bang, 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 bang.
Who wasn't bang, 11 years old with a guitar who went, "I know how to play Smoke on the Water"?
Yeah, it didn't take a lot. All right, so Pace is 64 today. Gary Busey's birthday is today, Richie.
The craziest man I ever
Love
met.
That guy.
68. He's 68.
Guy's absolutely whacked.
Wacko.
Or maybe he's just a genius and we don't get him because we're not smart enough.
Right. I will tell you, it's just pure entertainment to be in his presence.
Yeah.
Because you have absolutely no idea what he's going to do next.
Let's see, Dan Dierdorf, the Pro Football Hall of Famer and CBS News NFL.
He'd be
NFL
way on the other side, like, of Gary Busey. Then there's Dan
Dierdorf. Yeah, right, exactly. Then there's Colin Hay.
No!
Who?
Colin Hay.
Colin!
Oh,
which organ?
God.
Oh, sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I'm listening to Men at Work. That's what's wrong with me at the moment. Actually, I like Men at Work.
I know you do. Right. I can't figure out why.
So do I.
What person named Colin has ruined your whole life?
Colin.
Colin. Does.
Colin, yeah, right. Men at Work, he's one of the singers in this group, Men at Work, 59 today. Crank it up, Richie.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Is this their only hit?
No. No, they had three or four songs. They would be good for the theme of this movie that's out tonight. All the girls want to go see. It's Chipmunks.
Oh,
the name of the
Magic
movie?
Mike.
Magic
Chipmunks.
Mike.
So on it. Oh. I'm looking for a 3D theater if anybody knows where I can see Magic Mike.
Yeah.
In 3D.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
This is another hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Mr. Hayes, 59 today. He has a solo LP called Looking for Jack. For those of you who...
That did really well, by the way.
I'm sure it did. Nicole Scherzinger.
It made Jack, didn't it?
From the Pussycat Dolls.
By the way,
today.
It's Nicoli.
What I say? Nicole. Because it's spelled that way. Just like colon is spelled colon.
He's
right?
Messing with you, Doug. It's Nicole.
How did you drop out of
it? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Yeah. All right, so she's here for it. Quiet, will you please? Hey, very funny.
Nicole. If I say it enough times, he'll be messed up forever. He won't be able to say Nicole again.
If I'm not messed up forever now after being with you for 14 or 15 years, I'm not ever going to be messed up.
You got a point there.
Thank you. All right, so today's your birthday. Happy birthday. So the JetBlue pilot, remember the pilot who left the cockpit, went out into the plane and was screaming during the flight about religion and terrorists.
And then they locked him out of the cockpit and attacked him, basically.
He was in court yesterday, pleaded not guilty to interfering with the flight crew.
Of course he did.
Clayton F. Osborne entered the plea in his arraignment in Amarillo. The court ruled earlier this month that he was mentally competent to stand trial.
So then why did he go nutty?
That's the better question, you see. Nobody's going to ask that question.
What was his reason? I think he knew something.
To meter
really
out justice, you see. This is justice. We'll get him. Mm-hmm. Keep quiet and sit down and shut up. Fly the plane 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Man, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Time is 33 after the hour. Rich McFadden is here along with Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman. Roberta Fasanelli's lost someplace. Did you even ever hear from her, Jennifer?
She texted me yesterday.
What'd she say?
Chatting it up.
She wanted me to send her J.Q. Mars home phone number because she wanted it. They had made plans to kind of connect, but she took the wrong number or something like that.
Wait a second. So she's going to drive to L.A. to see Jay, but she's not going to drive to L.A. to see me?
Oh, did she bail on your plans?
Yeah.
Nice going, Richie.
Me, yeah.
Nice going, Richie.
Me, yeah.
Throwing Roberta under
the bus.
Nice
guy. Wow. Spiritually, you can't really do anything.
Okay,
for
so
actually,
now,
she left me a voicemail and I haven't listened to it yet. Maybe I'll go get it.
Here's how this works. Yes. Jay lives not far from me, off of Sunset, almost onto the PCH. Jennifer's over on the other side of the hill.
Pacific Coast Highway.
All right. Jennifer's on the other side of the hill, in the. Well, less desirable.
The San Fernando Valley, Doug, is what we call it.
Like, hello. She's a valley girl.
The valley, yes.
Roberta wanted to come to my house, and then we were going to go to a movie. But then she said she wanted to go whale watching and go to Disneyland. So there was no way she was going to make it up here to do a movie and see my house.
And going to your house is not exactly like going for a whale watch.
Let me see. Jennifer's house, Disneyland.
Hey, you know what? My house is more fun than Disneyland, that's for sure.
More
I'm more fun than Disneyland, Rich.
That may be true.
Maybe for me, but not for Roberta.
All right, so anyway, we've now thrown... Roberta actually is on vacation looking for more deals because she's the queen of cheap.
I think both of you are lame.
I'll come and see your house, Jen.
Thank you, Heather.
We didn't do a television report in the last half hour.
No, we didn't.
I mean, last hour, so maybe we ought to do
that. Sorry, we're talking about
healthcare. Yeah, we were. And
come to think
really
of it.
I'm tired of talking about that.
I mean, I go to California almost every year, and I've never seen your house.
You can come, but because we're always going to cool restaurants.
Yeah, we do.
Right.
We go drink wine.
We could go to Jennifer's house and watch the crickets.
Lots of it.
Crawl across the ceiling.
There's more. We can watch the Chihuahua Ranch across the street.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
We can watch the people run by on police chases. There is lots to do. Lots on
the more I think about it, you're a bad influence on me.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do a 2020 history quiz. We were talking earlier, most people in the news have been, I guess, at least made aware of the Chinese space mission, the fact that they're back now.
Go ahead, John.
On Earth.
Tell us who's in the space.
No, I'm not going into that again.
There are two wings, and there really are. Two wings make a space flight.
Okay, going backwards just a bit.
Not making it up.
Careful.
Shut up, Beavis.
Back on this day in 1995, for the first time, a U.S. space shuttle, the Atlantis, linked up with a Russian space station. They remained docked until July 4th. The joint craft were visible from Earth as a fast-moving, shiny, star-like, and large spot in the sky. All right? There were 10 people on board, 6 Americans and 4 Russians. The 2020 history quiz wants to know what the name was of the Russian space station. 800-510-8255. This was a very familiar word. I'm not asking you something you have to dig around for, because this word was very, very, very much used and very well known. Okay? So it's not like I'm not looking for Vladivostok or something like that. All right?
No.
And it's a shorter word anyway. 800, and it's not a Chinese name. 800-510-8255. Put your thinking caps on or do a little research if you want to for a swell Doug Steffen prize. What was the name of the Russian space station that the Atlantis docked with on this date in 1995? All right, you know, that's clear, right? Everybody knows what I want?
Yes.
800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Jennifer's going to bring us up to date. What's trending on Twitter, and Heather can do that with Facebook. Also, email to Doug or any of us at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. All right, speaking of that, what are the trends today, Jennifer? Since the beginning of the program, things have changed.
And before we get there, let me slide this in for you.
Slide it in, Richard.
Just for you.
Yes.
Does it bother you that there's a Chinese spacecraft in space right now and a Russian spacecraft in space right now and we have no space program?
Why are you asking me that? Why do you lead me into that?
I knew the Russians were going to be up there. Yeah. I don't know that I realized.
The Europeans are up there. The Japanese are up there.
Yeah.
No American presence.
Zero.
None. Zero.
Does that scare you a little bit?
Better example of us falling into decay, I don't know what it is.
I mean, doesn't it scare you? That we don't have the ability to get up there. Yeah. No, it scares me.
We do not have an operating space platform, nor do we have an operating space vehicle.
Yesterday just smacked me in the face, like, wow.
The Chinese are all over the place.
The Chinese are up there.
Yeah. We are giving away where we were because of political BS and people who just don't understand a tradition of history, a tradition of wonderment,
you
push this
a
button
loss of control
it's
of
disgusting.
The new frontier.
Yeah.
We are
not even
longer.
Be a participant, never mind control. We're not even a participant in it.
I mean, we owned the space program.
We did. Yep. We
did. Whoa.
Whoa, what?
Are you guys done with the space program? Can I tell you about Twitter?
Sure.
Whoa. Okay, so I go onto Twitter, just like you asked, to tell you what's trending, and one of the names trending is Charlie Sheen. So I thought, oh, no, what did he do now?
No,
well,
sure,
that's
right.
He's still trending from last night, from the premiere of Anger Management. So when I clicked on the category to look at it, I see Todd Zeal. Now, if you don't know, Todd Zeal's a baseball player, so I was like, why is he trending with Charlie Sheen? Do you know that Todd Zeal is now producing the Anger Management show?
Really?
Who's
he? Yeah. This baseball player, Todd Zeal, very famous baseball player, co-executive producers, Ramon Estevez, brother of Charlie Sheen that you never see, and Todd Zeal is an executive producer on Anger Management.
Ramon Estevez is also the father. Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez.
Well, Ramon is the brother, though. The brother
that you
don't see.
A brother, a junior. Ramon Estevez is junior, but remember he was here and he told us that. I didn't know what his name was, and somehow we got off onto that, and he volunteered. He was very, I thought, just as an aside, I've always thought that he was somebody that I'd want to know. I'd like to get to know him, and I felt more like that after the conversation we had.
He's a good guy.
Him. Yeah. He offered all kinds of stuff, and part of it was...
He was on with Emilio about that movie that they did.
Right, the movie that they did together. And I think he appreciated, I don't read into it, that we didn't jump all over him with the Charlie stuff, because everybody else, I'm sure, did.
Well,
it was just acknowledging.
No, everybody didn't, because we were told when that was booked.
But they all wanted to.
It was all we were allowed to say was that we hear Charlie's doing well, and we're glad to hear that he's doing well.
Well,
and then he acknowledged that. And said,
can I tell you something?
Like,
if I'd have wanted to go in a different direction,
oh, sure.
or whatever, if that would have
no,
been the
internet,
I don't want these people telling me what I can ask these people and what I can't. Yeah, but I didn't
oh,
think.
They, but
but how much
that.
More new is there to come out of that? And I think they just kind of appreciated the tone. But
right.
I just
right,
like
exactly.
And one of the things he opened up about, I was asked about his history. His father was Spanish, his mother was Irish. I think he said, didn't he?
It was something like that.
And he was.
Did he go into how he went from the whole name change? Because that
yes,
yeah,
so
he did.
Yeah,
far,
he did.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. No, he did do that, and that was an interesting story about somebody that he knew, as I recall. But his he just offered
like
his
someone he admired,
name being
or
Ramon
something.
Estevez. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Anyway,
so
meanwhile,
he's also trending not only for anger management, but also because he's thinking about suing this hotel that said he thrashed the room. And he's also going to be the celebrity social media ambassador for the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, for their 1,000th episode of Raw. So no wonder he's trending all this stuff going on with Charlie Sheen right now.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's get the answer to our 2020 history quiz asking about the Russian space station that the U.S. Shuttle Atlantis docked with on this date in 1995. Here's Jamie in Aberdeen, Washington. You've taken my breath away, Jamie.
Why is that?
Because I just choked before I put you on the air.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, what's the name of this? What was the name of the Russian space station?
The Soyuz.
The Soyuz was a shuttle, not similar to ours, but it wasn't the name of the station. But good guess. You got
good guess.
Memory retrieval anyway. All right. Art is in Monroe, Louisiana. Art, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. All right. So what's the name of this Russian space station?
It's called the Mir.
The Mir. M-I-R. The Mir. And what do you know about the Mir? What do you remember about the Mir, Art?
Nothing.
Do you... Other than the name, that's that was enough for you to get a swell prize. So what do you think about Richie's point that of all the space, all the countries that are in space, the space presence, we're not there?
Well, like you said, you know, our president has sold us up the river. You know, we mastered it, we owned it, and now we have nothing.
Well, it started with George Bush, by the way. In fairness, I don't want, this one doesn't rest with Obama, although he hasn't done anything to help it. But George Bush was the original sinner here. In his campaign, the budget was cut by 40%, and then it's been cut again since then. Instead, we spend money I'm getting off onto a tangent. I don't want to. It just so annoys me. Here we had the perfect inspiration for children. I remember going around with Jay Honeycutt, who ran the space station, ran the program and the Kennedy Space Station, Space Center for years. And he and one of the astronauts and I used to do road shows. We used to take trips to schools. And mostly elementary schools. I think we did one middle school, Richie. You remember? I think I did most of them while I was with you. I don't think I did
that before.
Yeah. And we'd go to schools. All the kids would be part of the program. And Jay would talk about the space program. And astronaut Mike would tell what it was like to float around out in space. And the kids would be there with their mouths open.
In awe.
And awe of this kind of stuff. And that's what the country needs. And we got none of it. Instead, we got a bunch of boobs. I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to put you on hold so that we can escape from this and you can get a swell prize. Have a good weekend. Happy 4th of July to you, by the way, all right? Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. It's just, oh, man, does this get to my core? It almost, I get angry about it. I get sad about it because I think about all of those people and what they did. And folks say, oh, no, this is much better because the private investment in this will save us all tax money. Yeah, okay, so what are you going to do with the tax money that we've saved? Where is that going?
They're
going to
make an app for something.
Ah, all right, that'd be good. Okay. Anyway, I encourage the privatization of space, but I think that there is something missing here, dramatically missing.
Well, NASA was just so great at just being on the frontier.
Mistakes and judgment and that kind of stuff, government program. But they did things that were firsts. And how much of that do we have now?
Sure. We wouldn't have Tang.
No, right. No, Velcro.
Microwaves. Velcro.
Right. Or computers as they exist today. Yeah.
Right, microwave popcorn.
All right, the Affordable Care Act. Don't need it, don't want it. The after effects bring us around to thinking about your health and well-being. And all of the things that are treated by doctors, those 900 diseases now, that I'm finding out some things that I didn't know. Did you know that you can avoid these 900 diseases, the typical diseases that bother mankind? There are about 900 of them. And you can avoid them all just by getting 90 essential nutrients. You think that statement is too brash and therefore people won't believe me, Richie, if I say that, even though it's true?
Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, be reasonable.
I think you're right, exactly. So if you think I'm overstating this, why don't you do something? Check this out yourself at DougStephanTeam.com. DougStephanTeam. Richie wants me to spell it, STEPHAN. Go to DougStephanTeam.com and find out what the Healthy Start Pack is. 90 essential nutrients for life. As a matter of fact, it's called Get Your 90 for Life. You get it by calling 855, it's a toll-free number, 855-309-8326. 90 for life, the 90 essential nutrients you need to avoid the 900 common diseases on the planet. 90 for life at DougStephanTeam.com or by calling 855-309-8326, which is 855-309-TEAM. You can also connect at gooddayshow.com. If your goal is authentic health, this is the way to get there. Get the 90 essential nutrients to avoid 900 diseases. You get them at DougStephanTeam.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like Heating Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olson under the fire. The PETA folks are angry because they have a $17,000 fur backpack. 51 after the hour.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Or no, Richie?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Is this a yes or no?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Did you say, is this a yes or no?
I asked you whether you told me yes or no. I didn't ask you the question, but usually I have the same question.
Oh, no.
No, thank you.
The answer.
What is going on, Trent?
I was late in reading his mind. I apologize.
Yes, exactly.
For taking the time.
Hi, 54 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now part of, one of the most inspiring people that we have on this program, who people look forward to every day. The message from Chuck Curry, our movie man, often, especially on Fridays, when we have to look and see what's coming out this weekend, people love Chucker's spin on things. He's very devoted
to his positive attitude on life, which
right.
is cool,
yeah.
too.
yeah. Jennifer. All right. St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr from the movie St. Elmo's Fire. What a creative genius came up with that, huh? Number one movie this week in 1985, one of Richie's faves, from John Hughes, I think. Isn't this a John Hughes movie?
Yeah, back in the day. No, not John Hughes.
It's a Joel Schumacher movie. But
yeah.
It's a Brat Pack movie.
It might be the ultimate Brat Pack movie, really.
Yeah,
really. I got a quick tribute.
All right, what's the question, Chucker?
Who was the girl that Emilio Estevez had a major crush on in this film? She was older than him at the time.
Emilio Estevez. Yeah, those people have been in our conversation all morning here, it seems.
Yeah.
Who was in that?
Was
McGovern?
It
not McGovern. Is that her name? You know who I'm talking about? Isn't
okay,
there
Elizabeth McGovern?
Yeah.
No. It was Annie McDowell.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about her being in that.
Right. But she wasn't really a Brat Packer, was she?
No.
Chuck, so let's go through this. All right. So we have Emilio Estevez. We all know what happened to him. We have Rob Lowe. We know what happened to him. We have Demi Moore. We know what happened to her. We have Judd Nelson. He's, you know, still been around.
Yeah.
Ally Sheedy kind of dropped off the face. Mayor Winningham, she's kind of been around.
He's still working.
Right. What in the world happened to Andrew McCarthy?
I loved him. Loved
him.
That guy was going strong, and then, bam, hit a brick wall and just nowhere.
Yeah. No, I've seen him in some TV shows and some direct to cable movies in the last 10 years, and he actually looks really good. He's aged very well.
Yeah, there's your question being answered, Richie. Now it's time for my question.
Thank you.
It's time for our movie quiz. Chuck Curry is here, and he'll have the weekend box office lineup as he does on Friday, Monday, he has the box office rankings. And find out how your favorite movie did over the weekend. You'll win a swell prize. I'm going to give you a list of clues. You tell me the name of the movie. Everybody ready?
Right.
Sure.
Adam Sandler.
Got it.
What are you talking about? Just go away.
Right, go ahead.
Jerry Reed.
Got it.
Henry Winkler.
He's bounding down.
Loaded up.
Football. Nope. None of you. You're not even close. Chucky, you got it, though, right?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. 800-5, well, you would because of Jerry Reed thing. Let's see if somebody guesses that movie. 800-510-8255. Name of the movie from the clues. Adam Sandler, Jerry Reed, Henry Winkler, and football all go together.
I totally
in
have
what
oh,
movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, man. I got
it's
it.
It's easy, dog.
I got it, yeah. 800-510. Hey, what do I have to do? Jerry Sandusky, you want that as a clue? 800.
Top quality auditor.
I will not.
510-8255. All right. So you figure that out. You get the swell prize. You never won before in Movie Moments. Chucker, what's out this weekend?
Four big films enter the fray of the box office race, Doug. The first is Ted, Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane's directorial debut, starring Mark Wahlberg. I think if this film's rated hard R, I think if there is a R-rated comedy that breaks out this summer, this is going to be it. I'm going to go see it tonight. Also opening Magic Mike with Channing Tatum and Matthew Bagani, Steven Soderbergh's new film about male strippers. Reviews are actually very good. There's a family drama, People Like Us, with Michelle Pfeiffer, Chris Pine, and Elizabeth Banks. So it's not tracking well. It's only expected to do around $6 or $7 million at the box office.
What is it? What movie is that?
People Like Us. You see the trailers? Chris Pine from Star Trek. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Chick flicky.
For whatever reason, it's not tracking well. Huh. And also, Madea's Witness Protection Program, once again, Tyler Perry. Eugene Levy gets co-star billing.
Love him.
And, you know, one other bit of box office news. Marvel's The Avengers passed the $600 million mark at the U.S. box office the other day. The first film to do so since the Titanic in 1997. That's $600 million, even in today's dollars, is pretty impressive numbers.
All right, let's get to whoever we can find you. It looks like that's the right answer. Larry in Vicksburg, what's the name of that movie?
The Waterboy.
It is The Waterboy. Adam Sandler. That's a good movie. All right, sir, you get the prize. Thank you. 59 after.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.